High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
From the real activity sound of Fall City Cigar Art Camp, it's time for high school basketball tonight. Fall City Cigar Art hosting the Friend Bulldogs in girls and boys basketball action here tonight on KTMC. In the girls game, Cigar Art coming in here 2-1. They picked up their season opening win last Friday night here against the Sterling Jets, and they traveled up to Nebraska City on Tuesday, and they were defeated by Lord Central Catholic. Game the Irish kind of let slip away. They had a lead late in the third quarter and even tied late in the fourth quarter, but just couldn't get things done. Coming up on the short end of the scoreboard, they picked up another win last night as they traveled to Sydney, Iowa, and picked up that win. They're now 2-1 on the season. Friend, they come in here 0-2 of the year. On the girls' side, they have lost to Sterling, and they have lost to Lewiston. And tonight, they take on the number one ranked preseason Fall City Sacred Heart Irish. On the boys' game tonight, the Sacred Heart has a host of 1-0, taking on the 2-0 Friend Bulldogs. We'll tell you more about that as the evening progresses. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back. We'll look at the starting lineup from PTNC.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Fall City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dins Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dins Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dins Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hey Hoops fans, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout out for going the extra mile goes to Falls City Sacred Heart coach Doug Golds. Coach Golds became the all-time boys leader in wins this past weekend with his 695th victory. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations to Coach Golds and the Sacred Heart Irish.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And again, we welcome back here to the Royal Activity Center. And let's take a look at the starting lineups in the ballgame tonight. Friend Bulldogs for Coach Nicole White. She'll go with 5'8 junior Shelby Lauber, 5'6 freshman Abby Melton, 5'7 senior Cameron Brandt, 5'9 freshman Keila Rickenbaugh, and 5'8 sophomore Lily Ellison. We'll take another 90-second break. We'll do the national anthem here.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, welcome back here. Let's check the starting lineup for Coach Luke Santos, Fall City Sacred Heart Irish tonight. He'll remain the same five starters for the fourth game in a row. 5'10" senior Rachel Magdans, 5'8" junior Olivia Icott, 5'4" senior Lauren Malone, 5'7" junior Jessica Woodenberger, and 6' senior Harrison Bonnerschmidt. Again, your starting five for the Irish: Rachel Magdans, Olivia Icott, Lauren Malone, Jessica Woodenberger, and Harrison Bonnerschmidt. All of our games available on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. mscsports.net. Click on the Listen Live button, and the Listen Radio Station drops in. You pick KTNC, and of course, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM, where you can listen to high school all throughout the season. Fall City Tiger fans, the Tigers are on sister station, Sunny 101.3 tonight. They're in action up at Johnson against the Johnson Brock Eagles. That's on Sunny 101.3. on this Friday evening. So here we go, stepping into the center circle, Keila Rickenbaugh, 5'9 freshman, against Harrison Bonnerschmidt. The Irish senior, she will go, or the Irish will go right to left toward the west bucket here in the first half. Bonnerschmidt tips it to Eichhoff on the right side, goes inside immediately to Bonnerschmidt, and she turns and puts it up for two inside that right block. The Irish out to a quick 2-0 lead here. Up the floor come the Bulldogs. Cameron Brent goes inside, and we have a steal by the Irish, by Wurtenberger. Jessica brings it up, gets the ball right side into Icop, drive, shoots over the right side of the paint. It's up, and it is good. The Irish off to a quick 4-0 lead, 30 seconds in here. A very young team here for the Bulldogs, and we have a traveling violation. Bringing up court, Cameron Brent wanted to stop and make a pass, move her pivot foot, and the Irish get the ball. So now the action continues. The Irish have it over the top of the defense, left side, three ball, left pocket, up and good. Three pointer for Jessica Wurtenberger, and the Irish are up quickly 7-0, a minute into the ball game. The Bulldogs off the left side, bringing the ball around the right side to Abby Milton. Now she'll give it back to Brent. Brent skips it over, almost into the band section over there for the Irish. Caught, recovered, give it back to Brent on the left side. She'll bring it back on the far right side, over the top to Ellison. Ellison will hold, she'll drive in, she'll stop, she'll look. Get the ball back out of the right side, now to Lauber. Lauber will fire it up off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Rachel Magdan. She'll push it, throw it over the top to Icop on the left side, makes a move, elevates, lost the ball, stripped away. And the loose ball rebound brought down by Keila Rickenbaugh. Rickenbaugh will give the ball ahead now. Top of the key off the right side, Brandt will fire off the rim. No good, rebound brought down by Bonnerschmidt. A long pass up the floor. Wurtenberger stops, leaves it back. Free throw circle, and it will go down to the left side to Magdans. 15-footer up and good for Rachel Magdans. The assist will go to Bonnerschmidt. 9-0, Sacred Heart. Coming the other way now, it will be Friend. Bulldogs give it off to Abby Milton. Milton, one of the freshmen. They've got five freshmen, a sophomore on this varsity. A backdoor cut for Alea. Up and good for Abby Milton. So now it's 9-2. The Irish off to a quick 9-0 start here. And now 9-2. Inside pass from Icoff, stolen away. Here come the Bulldogs up the front court with the basketball now. Cameron Brandt. Brandt on the left side, foul, knocked away by Lauren Malone. She gets the steal and got fouled for her trouble. And a foul will be on Shelby Lauber. She gave up the turnover and then reached out to make the ball back and got Malone on the arm. Malone to the front court, the Eichhoff right back to the Irish senior point guard. Aldis gives it over the top. Eichhoff back to Malone. Down in the corner. Wurtenberger wide open. Three ball up. Off the rim. No good. Rebound on the inside to Cameron Brandt. Brandt will be giving up the floor now to Lauber. They stand there and hold the basketball. City Arc playing man-to-man defense. Right corner with the ball. Milton drives down in the corner. Cut off there by Wurtenberger. Trapped in the corner. Needs help. Bounces it out of there and is recovered by Brandt. Brandt over the left side, cross-court pass, stolen away by Eichhoff. Two-on-one up the floor over to Vonnerschmidt, patted away. Good job, good hustle back there by Cameron Brandt. 4:33, the ball's out of bounds on the Irish end. They'll inbound to the baseline. Bounce pass into Magdance. Can't connect on the inbound pass there from Wurtenberger. And the loose ball rebound to Charlie Lauber. Lauber to the front, the Irish flat missed a bunny there. Up the floor, coming with it. Left side, now back in. Milton lost it, got it back, and she scoops it across the floor now to Lauber. Lauber with it, back out to the top to Lily Ellison. Ellison will give the ball to Milton. Milton to Ellison, left side on a wing. Drills the free throw line, gives it down low. Shot up, no good by Lauber. Rebound to the Irish, outlet ahead, a layup is good, a foul, Wurtenberger will hit and go to the line for the bonus. As a rebound that time brought down the other end by the Irish by Sacred Heart, by Eichhoff. Foul is called on Cameron Brandt, her first team foul number two. Coach Luke Sando is making substitutions already halfway through this first quarter. In the game, Keller, a 6 foot junior. Free throw for Wurtenberger up and good. She's got six already. Here comes Emma Littrell into the ball game, a 5'8" senior. And also checking in on the break there with Delaney Witt, a 5'6" junior. So Magdans and Eichhoff, the only starter still in the ballgame for the Irish at this point. 12-2, Sager Arc. In the front court, Rickenbaugh with it. Holds, pass tipped away. Ends up in the hands of Emma Littrell. Littrell ahead, Witt up the floor to Eichhoff. Dribbles in, back out top to Witt. Works the left side, over there by herself. Now in the corner, on the wing. Magdans back to Eichhoff. They play catch, and now Magdans for three. It's up. It's short. No good. Rebound, Shelby Lauber. Lauber to work the ball off the floor now for the Friend Bulldogs. Backdoor cut again by Milton. Got her the ball too late. Pass out top. Vivian Weber checked in, a 5'3 senior. Weber gives it up to Rickenbaugh. She dribbles. Lost her dribble. Ball knocked loose and a scramble and a held ball. Witt ties it up there with Weber and the held ball will stay on the Friend end. Lily Ellison back in, or excuse me, into the game is Ella Archer, a 5'10 freshman for Lily Ellison. 2:48 to go in the first quarter, 12-2, so you're on girls with the lead here tonight. Friend inbounding the ball from the baseline, looking, get it into the right corner to Lauber. Lauber drills into a double team and a hack on the arm. I think Magdan's going to get whistled here. Yep. First foul on Rachel Magdan's, first foul on the Irish in the ball game. Again, the Bulldogs will inbound to the baseline. Everybody lines up sideline to sideline along the baseline. Now they move and the inbound is stolen away by Magdan's. Reached up and just took it. She bounces it ahead and a layup at the far end. Up and good for Delaney Witt. The assist will go to Magdans. 14-2, Sacred Heart. 2.5 to play in the first quarter. Lauber to the front court to the left hand. Cross court now to Milton. Milton picked up her dribble. guard there, reached in, we magged in, she got the ball, I thought, no, they call a foul on Rachel Magden. She got in foul trouble the other night up at Lord Central, had two fouls the first 5 minutes of the ball game, and much like tonight, now she'll sit down with Eichhoff as they are bringing back into the ball game now, Wartenberger and Malone. Inbounding from the Irish bench area will be the Friend Bulldog, the 2:15 to go in the quarter, down 14-2. Juliet cut off with the ball is Brandt, and a whistle, and another foul on the Irish. Foul on Delaney Witt, her first, team foul number 3. And again, Friend from the baseline, you're not shooting fouls. Brandt out beyond the 3-point line to Rickenbaugh. Pass over the left side to Weber. The senior goes in, lost it, picked up, stolen away. This time it will be Littrell with her second steal. Left side Witt lobs it inside to Kellen. Makes a tough catch and puts it up and in off the glass on the right side. Well, here come the Bulldogs down 16-2 now. Up the floor quickly. Trying to pass it across. Does. It'll be Milton with it. Out top to Weber. Weber will get it away now. A three-pointer from the right side. Off the mark. No good by Brandt. Rebound brought down by Jessica Wartenberger. Ahead she goes. Witt. Layup left side. Around the rim it goes. And in the hole. The Wartenberger with the long assist that time. Minute 18 to go. The Irish up by 16 in the first quarter. Brandt to the front. Gets the man-to-man. Malone steps out on her. Lob it to the far side, too far, hit one of the Irish bench chairs over there. Sayhart will get the ball with a minute 7 to go in the first quarter, leading 18-2. Sayhart with Malone in the game and Wartenberger, the two stars that are in there again. Friend playing a 1-2-2 zone against the Irish. Right side, Wartenberger, three ball, short, no good. Rebound comes out, long right back to him, picked up by Vivian Weber. Weber will outlet the ball to Milton. To the front court now, in the front, Brandt has it, cross court she goes to Archer. Try to get it inside, knocked loose by the Irish, and is picked up here by Keller. Keller with the ball up the floor, Malone underneath, Wartenberger drives into the paint, it's up, it's short, no. Whistle and a foul on the Friend Bulldogs with 32 seconds to go in the quarter. Foul will be on Lily Ellison, her first, second, and third team foul. Inbound to the corner, Malone for three, short on the right side. Rebound to Ellison. Gets it out of there now, up the floor with it. Here comes Milton to the front court. Milton to the sideline, now back to the middle. Picked up her dribble, gets the ball away. It's knocked loose by the Irish, and a reach-in foul be called on Wartenberger. Her first, team foul number 4 now on Sacred Heart here. 15 seconds to go in the quarter again. Inbounding from the Irish bench will be the Bulldogs of Friend. In to Abby Melvin, dribbles to the elbow. Pass inside, it goes to Ellison. And the ball knocked away, scrambled for it, Witt on the ground, tried to pick up the ball, and hers, Abby Milton, already in possession with 5 seconds to go, belongs to the Irish. All right, they'll roll it up the floor. Malone will pick it up just in front of midcourt, drives the ball to the corner, and a three ball by Wartenberger is fouled, oh my. With 0.3 seconds left in the quarter. Foul is called on Cameron Brandt, her second. So it will be Jessica Wartenberger shooting 3 free throws. 1-for-1 so far in the ball game for the junior. It's up. It rattles. It won't go. She'll have 2 more. Wartenberger gets ready. Second on the way up. Swishes that one home. She's got 7 points. Lead all scorers in the ball game. It's 19-2, and it's still my deed. And Wartenberger down the lane, got it, put it back up and in, but no, she went too fast. According to the man in the striped shirt, she made the basket, but it didn't count. 19-2 after 1, the Irish lead. We're back in 1 minute on KTMC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Rural Activity Center, Sacred Heart is leading after one quarter, 19-2 over the Friend Bulldogs. It'll be Bulldog basketball to start the second quarter here. Sacred Heart girls looking for their third win of the year. Bulldogs looking for their first win. They get an uphill battle here tonight against preseason number one ranked Sacred Heart. And driving the ball along the baseline will be Keila Rickenbaugh. Ball is tipped out. And now it'll be the Bulldog draw. Lily Ellison will inbound it here. It's tipped by Malone. She runs it down the corner and saves it in to Malone saves it in to Magdans. She throws the ball ahead, and who made the bucket for the Irish? I don't know if it was Eichhoff or Wurtenberger. I think it was Eichhoff. Three-pointer on the way up. No good by Lauber. Can't get it to go. Then away we come, and it's Wurtenberger. Jumper, 15-footer left side, no good. Rebound brought down by Lily Ellison. Ellison up the floor quickly. Sayar has a starting five back in the ballgame here to start the second quarter with 7-0-7 to go. A turnover as it will be Keila Rickenbaugh stepping on the inline out of bounds as she tried to make a move toward the paint. So here we come back up the floor, and it's a skip pass over to Magdan. She goes inside to Vonderschmidt, who is fouled before she can get a shot away. Ellison with the foul, her second, team foul number five on the Bulldogs. 21-2, Sacred Heart with the lead. Bringing it in now, Malone in the corner, out to Magdan from 18 on the left side of the lane, no good. Rebound Vonderschmidt, the left-hander up, short, no good. Rebound grabbed by Wurtenberger, she goes in with the right side, and no good. Got it back up, no good, and she will get fouled and will go to the line here. Shoot two, I believe. Foul on the Bulldogs again, Lily Ellison. That's her third foul already. But now Wurtenberger back at the line. Free throw on the way up is good. She'll have another one coming here. Ellison out. Ella Archer back into the ballgame now for the Bulldogs. 6:43 to go in the first half, 22-2. 23-2, the Irish have the lead here in quarter number two. So here come the Bulldogs up the floor with it. Holding the ball out top. Now they'll come off the right side for Rickenbaugh. Back to the top, fake to the two-pointer, the three-pointer. Milton used up her dribble, and the ball is knocked loose out of bounds by Wurtenberger. And now we come the other way, friend on for the Irish bench again. Then bound the ball, Shelby Lauber has it, out top, off the right side to Milton. Milton will hold it. Milton guarded there by Eichhoff. She took the ball away on the pass attempt. It goes to Vivian Weber, cross court. And now a three-pointer up off the mark, no good by Lauber. Rebound is brought down by Olivia Eichhoff. She'll bring it up herself on the right side to Malone. Lauren Malone back to Eichhoff. Had an open three, passes to the corner, and it will be a three-point attempt by Magdan, but a foul away from the ball. offensive foul on Harrison Vonderschmidt. No shot attempt. Didn't go anyway. Harry picks up her first foul, team foul number 5 on the Irish. Could be shooting quite a few free throws here in the second quarter. Next foul on Friend will put the Irish in the bonus. Down to the front, Milton with it. Outside she goes to the top to Rickenbach. Around the perimeter, Lauber. Lauber will give the ball there to Milton. Milton from 18, shot is blocked in the mouth by Delaney Wood, who checked into the ballgame. They threw that shot of it here right in the mouth. Inside from Witt to Vonderschmidt. A lot of contact, no whistle. A rebound brought down by Rickenbaugh. 5:15 to go in the first half. 23-2, Sagan-Art with the lead. Out on the right side, Lauber will fire Lauber off the glass, and they are no good. Rebound to Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt ahead, Eichhoff on the money. Over the top, it goes to Magden. She's got 4. The assist goes to Eichhoff. And a timeout call. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Get all your holiday shopping done and earn money for your school with an F&M Bank School Spirit debit card. Every time you make a purchase with a Tiger or Irish debit card, F&M Bank donates money to the local schools. Come on in to F&M Bank and get your Tiger or Irish debit card for free with a new or existing checking account. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
25-2, Sacred Heart. And the leading Friend. 5:01 to go in the first half. Boys game coming up next later tonight. Sagan Heart and Friend, both teams undefeated on the year. It will be a timeout taken by the Irish. Friend will have the basketball. And they'll come up the floor here. Bring the ball forward. Front court picking up her drill. Vivian Webber, double team, falling down. The ball is loose. Malone picks it up. 3-on-1. Malone all the way to the hole. Off the mark. Won't go. And Friend somehow managed to get the rebound out of that. So up the floor the other way we go. And a steal by Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt all the way, coast to coast. Left hand, left side. Up, and it is good. Her second hoop of the night. And a timeout by Friend. They're down 27-2. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:32 to go in the first half. Sagan Heart girls leading 27-2 over the Friend Bulldogs. Friend got 2 back in the first quarter by Abby Milton. They've been shut out since. It was a 9-0 run to start the game for the Irish. Come the other way now. And a shot up off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound, a ball by Cameron Brandt won't go, but she gets fouled, and she'll go to the line. Sagan Heart foul is called. That foul will go against Olivia Eichhoff, her first, team foul number 6. Brandt looking for the free throw, and hits it, breaking an 18-0 run for the Irish. Alright, here we go again. Cameron Brandt at the line at 5'7", senior, sets, fires, got them both. And it's 27-4. Irish basketball, midway point of the second quarter. Subs be coming in here for long for the Irish, I'm sure, the way it goes. mag dams inside the varnish strip, makes the move, throws it up on the left side, contact with Twitter at the line to shoot two free throws. A foul on Kayla Rickenbaugh, her first, team foul number 7. Bonderschmidt at the line with 4 and make it 5 points now as the free throw is up good. Here comes Emma Littrell into the ball game. She'll replace Magdans. Sarah will bring in Gentry Lechtenberg, a 5'8 freshman. She'll replace Eichhoff. And if Bonderschmidt makes the free throw, Macy Kellen will check in for the Irish. Left-handed free throw on the way up and swishes home. Bonderschmidt makes that. She'll check out. And now Friend has the ball. Down 29-4. Halfway through quarter number 2. And here come the Bulldogs to the front. Pulling it. Brandt looking. Driving right side. Throws it inside. Knocked away by a Littrell. Recovered by the Bulldogs. In the paint. Is shot up too strong by Rickenbaugh. Rebound brought down by Keller. Keller to Malone on the left side, elbow stops, now reverses, over it goes to Witt for 3, it's up, it's good on the right elbow. Delaney Witt has 7, and the Irish are up 32-4. Wartenberg has either 7 or 9, and Eichhoff has either 4 or 6. I gave one of them baskets to Wartenberg, I'm not sure if she actually got it earlier, but we'll figure that out later. Keller with the steal ahead. Right side to Lechtenberg. She dribbles around the top of the defense. Had it poked away. Got it back. Left side Malone on the wing. Dribbles down. Got bumped. No whistle. Cross court to Witt. Witt lobs into Keller deep. And they're not going to stop that. Macy Keller. He got her down that deep in the paint. You cannot stop her. She's up. He has the Irish up 34-4 with 2:45 to go in quarter number 2. Ball knocked loose by Malone, recovered by Cameron Brandt. She'll take the ball to the corner now, inside. Double team, partially blocked, coming down Witt will be Witt. Shot put up there by Rickenbaugh. Witt will dribble and now move to the right side of the floor against the 1-2-2 zone. Off to Malone. Lauren the senior, down to Witt. Cross court to Keller, too tall on the pass. Held ball, so the Irish of Lechtenberg got down there and got a piece of it. Sigar will bring Sadie Tuzel, a 5'6 freshman, into the ball game in place of Lauren Malone. Out of the game comes Emily Bramstedt for Friend. Back in there, Abby Milton. And a steal on the inbound by Brandt. Pass on in there by Tuzel. And the other way, the ball is off Friend out of bounds. There was a pass attempt that was partially blocked, and now the Irish get it back. The ball ends up going off of the Friend Bulldogs. So now Delaney Witt will bring the ball up for Sacred Heart. She'll push the ball to the right, now pass left instead. With it there, Tisdall back to Witt. They play catch with it, left side to Lechtenberg. She'll drill back out top, and her pass deflected, taken away by the Bulldogs. Minute 40 to go in the first half. 34-4, Sagan Hart. Right side, looking Brandt for 3 on the rim. No good. Rebound, Lechtenberg. And she dribbles up the sideline, cuts to the middle, all the way in, off the glass, too strong. Rebound to Keller. Falling back, off balance, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound corralled by Brandt. Ty Lechtenberg would have been better served to pass that ball up ahead to one of her teammates going down the floor. And we come in, and a blocking foul will be either on Littrell or Witt. We're going to go with Delaney Witt, her second foul, team foul number 7. We'll put the Bulldogs at the free throw line for a 1-on-1 opportunity here. Should be Kayla Rickenbaugh at the line. The freshman sets herself up. Deep knee bend, fires, short off the rim, rebound. Keller had it, lost it, got it back. Here come the Irish up the floor with the basketball. Witt to the front, off the right side now. With the basketball to Tisdall. She drives and got fouled on the way to the hole. We'll go to the free throw line for 1-1. Foul on Ella Archer, her first, team foul number 8. Out of the game comes Gentry Lechtenberg. and Delaney, no, excuse me, with Kevin Adams, I'm sorry. Again, there is Ellie Falk, a 5'6 sophomore. Leckenberger, we're talking to Coach Luke Sando. Free throw all the way up. No good. Rebound, Littrell. Up and good for Ella Littrell. Her first two of the ball game. So we come back the other way now. 44 seconds ago, the Irish up 36-4. Cross court, Lauver with a long three, too strong, rebound, runs all the way out to Tuzel. Tuzel driving all the way in, layup, no, but a whistle on foul, we'll put it right back at the free throw line again. That'll be Shelly Lauver with a foul, her second, team foul number 9. Tuzel just missed 1-1, and will now be in line to shoot a pair here. Freshman fires it up, short, no good. She'll have another one here. Emily Marset back in for the Bulldogs. Sig Hart brings Ellie Falk in here now with this break. Also in is Leela Frederick, a 5'6 sophomore for Sig Hart. Free throw up, and it is good for Sadie Tisdall, her first point tonight. 30 seconds ago in the half, the Irish up 37-4. Out on the left side with it, Weber knocked away by Tisdall. She chases it. It's going to be picked up, and they let the ball roll out of bounds all the way back at the friend bench. Somebody's got an inbound. There we go. Inbounding will be Vivian Weber. She'll bring the ball into Milton. Milton up the floor. Goes to the high post with it to Bramstedt. Turned up and good. 37-6 now. To the front, into Keller, right side, deep, off the glass, up and good. She has 6 at halftime. Our score is Fall City Sig Hart, 39, and the Friend Bulldogs, 6. 39-6. The Irish have the lead. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back and wrap up the first half scoring on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partner superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Nothing really ever stays the same. Things get better or they get worse. Things grow or they get smaller. Communities are no exception. The life of a community is determined by the activities of the people who live there. What we do today will decide the future. Shop locally whenever you can. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Paul City, and Stella.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
39-6, senior girls roll along here tonight with the Fred Bulldogs at halftime at the back of the row at the row activity center at Sig Hart. Take a look at the score in the first half of the Fred Bulldogs tonight. They have 2 each for Abby Milton, Cameron Brandt, and Emily Branstead. They are 2-for-3 at the free throw line. For the Irish in the first half, they spread it out pretty well. They are led It is going by Jessica Wartenberger. She has 9 in the first half. 6 points for Macy Keller. 6 points for Harrison Vonderschmidt. 7 for Delaney Witt. 4 points for Rachel Magdans and Olivia Eichhoff. 1 for Sadie Tizzle. 2 for Emma Littrell in the first half for the Irish total of 39. Sadie Hart, 7 out of 11 in the first half at the free throw line in tonight's ball game. Rachel Magdans and Lindy Wood, 2 fouls apiece for the Irish in the first half. Nobody else with more than 1. Again, 39-6 is our score here at halftime tonight on KTNC. The Irish with the lead. Later on in the boys' game, Sadie Hart, 2-0, taking on, or excuse me, 1-0, taking on the 2-0 Friend Bulldogs. That's the boys' game coming up here later tonight on KTNC. Right now, we'll send it back for hear from some of our sponsors. We'll check the weather. Be back here in just a few minutes with second half action on KTNC.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hey, Hoops fans, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's shout-out for going the extra mile goes to Falls City Sacred Heart coach Doug Golds. Coach Golds became the all-time boys leader in wins this past weekend with his 695th victory. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations to Coach Golds and the Sacred Heart Irish.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We're currently seeing a system moving through that originated in the Pacific Northwest, and this low-pressure system has been building towards the Midwest all week. Most of the action from this system is actually going to stay to the north of us, where they're going to be receiving heavy snowfall and rain. However, we'll just be seeing a drop in temperature associated with this system. This low-pressure system has a strong trough that will bring down our temperatures for a short period of time before the next ridge of high pressure moves in early next week, bringing us back to temperatures in the 70s. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly cloudy skies with a low at 29. Northwest wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Going into Saturday, lots of sunshine and a high of 45 with west winds gusting up to 30. In closing off our weekend, Sunday will be sunny with a high of 54 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently 40.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373 That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to the Rural Activity Center. Halftime, the Irish girls are leading 39-6 over the Friend Bulldog girls here tonight. Second half coming up here. Boys game coming up later. Halftime score tonight up at Johnson. In girls action, Johnson Bronx leading the Fall City Tiger girls at halftime, 20-17, 2-0-17. Johnson Brock with the lead at halftime. That game can be heard live over on Sister Station City 101.3. Next Friday night, the Irish will be at home again, hosting Humboldt Table Rock Senior. You'll be able to hear that on Sunny 101.3. Fall City Tigers are going to KTMC next Friday night. They'll host the Plattsburgh Blue Devils down at the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. I'll be there for that one next week over on Sunny. Friend Bulldog basketball to start quarter number three here. The Irish are breaking huddle with the starting five. The Irish up big. And now we're getting everything, more people walking in here along the baseline, so we'll wait for them to get settled, and the referee will hand the ball off to Cameron Brandt to go here in quarter number three. So the ball comes in, up the floor with it, Lauber. Take the ball to the high post, now kick it out, right side, three ball up and good for Shelby Lauber. Her first buck of the ball game makes it 39-9. The Irish are up by 30 here. Now, here we go. Sagan Hart to the front court, right side to Wartenberger. Jessica works it against the zone. High post, inside, it will be the Bonner Schmidt out in the left corner, and a three-pointer up and good by Rachel Magdan. She's got seven, and the Irish are back up 49. To the front against Sagan zone now. Sagan not playing the man-to-man. Bulldogs work the ball around the perimeter and on the left side with it to Brandt. Brandt Holt skips it over the top to Lauber. She's going to load up and fire another three and carries another one over Eichhoff, this one a little bit further out, and it's 42-12. So Eichhoff to the front, fires over Malone, in the corner to Magdans, inside Varnerschmidt, left hand up and good for the Irish senior. She's got eight in the ball game. Now, once again, here come the Bulldogs to the front court. High post with the ball to Ellison. She'll turn on the paint and hit it. The Irish are playing zone, and I'll say not real aggressive right now in that zone. Magdans fakes the three, crosses it over to Eichhoff. She'll drive over to Wartenberger, 15-foot baseline jumper, no. Rebound to Bonnerschmidt, back out to Magdans, backed up behind the three-point line, out to Malone. Short on the three-pointer, Magdans saves it in to Bonnerschmidt at the free-throw line, can't get her to go. Eichhoff with the rebound, and the Irish have an injured player. Rachel Magdan's got hurt making that save down there on the other end. She hurt an ankle last year at the state tournament. And while she is getting tended to here, we'll take a timeout and be back on KTNC in 30 seconds.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:02 to go here in the third quarter. Sacred Heart leading 44-14 over the Friend Bulldogs. Rachel Magdan's injured on that play, saving the ball in on a rebound. In a 10-2 down there, Coach Luke Sato's down there. Assistant coach Holly Westengard, now two doctors down there with her. Dr. Westengard is down there along with Dr. Ford. They're taking a look at that lower right ankle. That's the same vicinity that she suffered such a bad injury at the state tournament in the opening round last year, in the semifinal, I forget which it was, but she missed track, missed all summer, was able to play volleyball, but now they're removing her right shoe. While they're tending her, we're going to take another 1 minute timeout here at the Row Activity Center. We'll be back on KTNC.
While you are shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, F&M Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. F&M Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Peru Activity Center, Rachel Magdan's getting a hand from the crowd as she leaves the floor. She is able to put some weight on that right leg, which you would assume, with my doctor's degree, you know, you would assume that's good news. You can put some weight on, but she's in a lot of pain. You can tell that. Comes over here to the bench, and now it will be Irish basketball underneath the basket. Olivia Eichhoff will inbound the basketball for Sacred Heart from the baseline. And the booth checks with Coach Luke Sound. He says, yeah, let's get going. So the ball comes in. The Irish work it around. And now it goes over to Delaney Witt, who checked into the ball game, and she'll light up a three-pointer from that left corner. And 3 points for the Irish for Delaney Witt. She's in double figures. That's her second long ball of the ball game. 47-14, Sacred Heart with the lead. And out the other end, shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Eichhoff as a shot put up there in the paint by Milton. Ball works around the right side. Now Wartenberger dribbles around a defender. Pass across, knocked away, but it gets through. Varnerschmidt picks it up and puts it in. Harrison Varnerschmidt has 10. All right, Wartenberger stops the tire shoes. A play is stopped with 5:21 to go here in quarter number three. Now we'll go again. Off the floor of the basketball, and here comes Cameron Brent. Takes the ball to the high post, shot up. Ellison, no good. Rebound brought down by Vonderschmidt. Outlet to Wartenberger. Now to Long. Eichhoff, left side. Booth fires it across to Wartenberger in the corner for three. It's short, no good. She'll fall. Rebound picked up, though, by Kilo Rickenbaugh. And here come the Bulldogs up the floor, down 49-14. Take the ball to the right side now, and Abby Milton. Milton back out top to Brent. try to get it inside. They do the Ellison. She'll go inside out down the lane it goes, and they cannot connect with Rickenbach, and the ball goes out of bounds on the other side. So the Irish walk it up the floor here, Malone to the front in the corner. And it will be into Vonner Schmidt from the assist from Delaney Witt. The assist to her and Vonner Schmidt with a bucket. Timeout called. The Irish got four new players coming in here. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
51-14, Shea Hart with the lead here over the Friend Bulldogs in the third quarter tonight. Timeout called by the Bulldogs. The Irish are brought in. Let's see, Delaney Wood was already in. She'll stay in. Gentry Lechtenberg checks into the game. Macy Schauer is in. Macy, a 6-foot junior. Lechtenberg, a freshman. Emma Littrell is in there, 5'8 senior. And Sadie Tisdall, 5'6 freshman, to the ballgame for the Irish now. Well, here come the Bulldogs of the front court on the left side to Brandt. Skip it over on the right side. And a long 2-pointer off the mark. No good by Lauber. Follow up shot. No good on the inside. Offensive rebound, put back, Rickenbaugh won't go. Grab it, put it in, will be Abby Milton, her second field goal of the ballgame. 51-16, the Irish lead. Lechtenberg to the front. Now it goes to Tisdall, back to Lechtenberg. Fired over to Witt in that left corner for three, too strong. A race for the rebound, won by Littrell, and she saved it to Lechtenberg out top. Back to Littrell, back to Lechtenberg. Around the perimeter to Tisdall. Whips it to the corner, and Witt for another three ball up, and good again. He's got 13 points in the ball game. That's her third long ball. It's 54-16, Sacred Heart. To the front court now, Brandt with it. Inside, knocked away, stolen away. Taking it down will be Witt. To Lechtenberg. Witt headed over to that left corner on the baseline. They give her the ball there. She goes into Keller. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. She scoops it up with the right hand, and it's in. Keller with 8, and the Irish are up by 40 points now in the second half. We got a running clock game now. 40-point lead in the second half. The clock will run. Here's an in-and-out shot on the left side. No good. Up the floor by Brandt. Rebound grabbed up by the Irish. Tisdall picked it up. Down the corner for Witt. Back to Tisdall, out top, cross court, Lechtenberg on the right side, skip it over the wing, and now into Keller, too tall on the pass, taken away by Milton. 2:30 to go in quarter number three on the left side. Loaded up the two ball, up, no good, will be Brandt. Rebound muscled away by the Irish. Here comes Lechtenberg on the run. She got deep before they turn around. She forces the action, will head to the line to shoot a pair of free throws here. Irish already up by 40. The foul is going to go on who? 20. Okay, they put 21 on the clock. We don't have a 21. All right. At the line will be Gentry Lechtenberg for the first time tonight. Free throw up and good. And the freshman has her first point of the ball game. Ella Archer checking in for a friend in place of Lily Ellison. Cigar brings in Layla Frederick, a 5'6 sophomore, in place of Witt. And the second free throw coming for Lechtenberg here. Up and no good. Rebound cut off into the hands of Shelby Lauber. Lauber coming up the floor for it. For the Bulldogs. Right side in the corner. Back out to the top to Brandt, swinging around the left side, and a three-pointer up, and good. This three-pointer by Cameron Brandt, her first field goal. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. It's 57-19. And the front, Frederick for the basketball to Lechtenberg. Nobody down in that shooting corner now for the Irish. Inside, it will be going to Keller. She heads to the hole. She gets fouled. The foul will be called on Ella Archer. Ella's second. Now, even in this case, the clock doesn't stop for any of those below 40. Now, it's going to run the whole second half now, I believe. Keller at the line. First run on the way up. Short, no good. She'll get another one. That's nine, or Macy has eight, looking for nine here. Second free throw coming up for the Irish junior. She gets set, fires it up, and buries it. 58-19, the Irish lead up the floor. Come the Bulldogs to the front. High post with it. Rickenbaugh kicks it out of there to the side to Brandt. Drives in, shoots, no, but a whistle of foul. We'll put her at the line to shoot two. The foul is on Macy Keller of the Irish. That's the end of the third quarter. The clock expired, but she's going to get her two free throws here. Well, Cameron Brandt, she has 5 points, 2 for 2 at the line, and a triple here in this third quarter. Free throw on the way up, and good. 58-20 to score. St. Hart with the lead. They have 19 this quarter. Free throw won't go. And 58-20 is your score after three. The Irish lead it. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Boston superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Nothing really ever stays the same. Things get better or they get worse. Things grow or they get smaller. Communities are no exception. The life of a community is determined by the activities of the people who live there. What we do today will decide the future. Shop locally whenever you can. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, Paul City, and Stella.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
15-20, City Hart with a lead here in quarter number four as we get started here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. Quarter number four coming your way right now, and up the floor we go. And a quick two-pointer by the Irish on the inside for Keller. She's got 11. 60-20, the Irish to the other end, is shot up, no good. Rebound batted around. Three Irish players had a chance at it. It ends up in the hands of the Bulldogs. Cameron Brandt got it, took it to the hole, and got fouled for her trouble. She'll go to the line to shoot two. And again, we do have a running clock situation this entire fourth quarter. So this is not going to take very long to play this fourth quarter. Free throw up, no good. She'll get another one here. Second one coming. On the way up. And off the back. No good. Rebound tipped around and ends up in the hands of Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg up the right side. The Irish over the left side with it. Sadie Tizzle. Into the ball game is Jocelyn Overdeen for the Irish as well. And across court to Overdeen. Back out it goes. And a drive down. Sizzle. Lost the ball, got fouled. Also in there for Sagan are now Leela Frederick in the ball game, I believe, on the far side. And also is Ellie Falk. Foul is called on Shelby Lauber, her third. And the free throw line, Tizzle, 1 for 3, and now 2 for 4. So that one went to the rim, the backboard, and in the hole. So the Irish have another free throw coming here. on the way up, and two hops, and it goes in. 62-20, save your arm. Up the floor on the left side, come the friend Bulldog and take it over the left side. Shot away, up, no good by Lava, rebound out of bounds off of the Bulldog, Sagard basketball. So the Irish get the ball. Lechtenberg will bring it up the floor. Move the ball to the top, down to the right side, shot away is up, no good by the Irish. Ellie Falk, rebound to the Bulldogs. Heading up the floor with the ball will be Lava. Lava gives up there for Milton. Back to Lava. Loads up a triple. Missed it. Short. And the ball goes scooting out of bounds. And the ball to the Irish with 5:15 to go. So the ball comes in to Gentry Lechtenberg, a 5'8 freshman. 1 point in the ball game so far off the right side. Ball going to fire a long two-pointer up there. No good. And the rebound brought down by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs on the right side of the floor. Milton with it. Back to the top to Allison. Allison goes inside. Down low. Shot up in the paint by Rickenbaugh. Won't go. Rebound touch last by Seger. Out of bounds it goes. It will stay with the friend Bulldogs. This is Seger basketball on KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM, Falls City. 4.5 to play as the clock continues to wind down here in the fourth quarter. 15-foot jumper up and good for Lily Ellison. Her second hoop of the night. And we'll come back the other way now. Gentry Lechtenberg with it. And on the floor, her pass tipped. It goes out of bounds. Stays on the Irish end. Little note here for our students here in Witham. Here at the end of the ballgame, I'm going to just break away and give you a final score. I'll get and check the score, and I've got a couple baskets on to check, make sure I got them right before we'll do scoring before the boys' game here later on. Off the left side of the basketball, here's a drive and a shot up, no good by the Irish by Tisdall. The rebound to Overdeen, her outlet taken away and stolen by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are up the floor, right side with Lauber, inside to Ellison, back outside for Brandt. Brandt to Lava for three more. Up, no. Rebound, weak side. Put back, no good. By Cameron Brandt, she finds herself back on the free throw line. Foul is called on Ellie Falk, her first. Team foul number 4.5 on Sagan Hart. 3:20 as the clock winds down here. Free throw on the way up and off the back, no good. Cameron made her first three and has now missed four in a row. And now, friend, we're bringing a whole new set of players here. Four of them coming in. No, you can't, all five come in. Somebody's shooting. All right. 2:50 now as the clock continues to spin. Free throw on the way up and good. So Brandt finishes that up and the Irish gets the ball back. See, hard to know anybody left to put in. Everybody's in for the Irish, or has been in. So Lechtenberg will bring it up the floor. Out on the right side, Falk goes inside to Frederick. Spin, shoots, no good. Rebound grab there by Ella Archer. Archer is going to be fouled by the Irish. Foul will be called against Leila Frederick. Her first team foul, number 5 on Sagan Hart. So friend, bring it up the floor. Handling the basketball, he gets Vivian Weber back in there. Takes it forward to Ashley Braun. And now kick it out to the side to Elliot Barnstead. Over to the right side, Regan Barkley, a 5'7 freshman there for the first time tonight. To the top, they swing it around the perimeter, the three-point line. Cross court, taken away, right to Jocelyn Overdeen. Overdeen to Lechtenberg, on the move. Pass the ball to the right side, gets it right back. Cross court, left side to Tisdall. Tisdall gives it back. Lechtenberg for three on the rim. Up, no good. Rebound is going to belong to Ella Archer for the Bulldogs. Archer gives up partly on the move the other way. Stops, leaves the ball back. Out top for Weber. Around the right side. And they'll hold it. They'll bounce past the ball into the paint. Rejected is a shot by Archer. The ball ends up in the hands of Ellie Falk. off to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg on the right side dribbles, gets the ball to Overdeen, back in the corner. Out to Lechtenberg. Now it goes in the corner again to Tuzel. She dribbles down, and it's drilled away by the Bulldogs. Coming out of there with it, Bramstedt. 48 seconds to go in this ball game. The Irish up 62-23. Inside, shot short, no good by Archer, and it will be Irish basketball. So, Sagart. Lechtenberg will bring it across midcourt with about 30 seconds to go. Out on the right side now with the ball. Fall to Lechtenberg for three, and she rips the string from the top of the key. 4 points for Lechtenberg. Up the floor, the Bulldogs lost it, got it back, drive into the trees, double team, and we're going to have a held ball. And that's going to finish up our ball game. Probably going to call a foul. It won't matter. Final score, Sagan Hart 65. And the Friend Bulldogs, 23. 65-23, your final score. The Irish get the win over the Friend Bulldogs in our girls game. The boys coming up. Friend is 2-0. St. Hart is 1-0. The two teams will square off here in a little bit on KTNC tonight. Both teams coming out on the floor already, getting ready to go. So we'll give you the girls' score. I'll go down and check and make sure I got it all right. We'll give that to you here in about 15 minutes or so on KTNC.